Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Rivalry Week on The Fan.
Dante Moore, plenty of time. Deep, got a man on the run. Touchdown. My goodness, what a throw.
The Oregon Ducks.
We spend to win. Some people save to have an excuse for why they don't.
The Oregon State Beavers.
We've allowed ourselves to create their success. Special teams, f***ing Joe, they did nothing to harm us.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. Got your sports bros here. Rop, that's me. Big Souk right over there. Look at him.
Wanting some fried chicken right now.
And there is Ryan Buckley. Look
at rolling. What?
Look at him over there just being all sad.
What?
Well, it's a drama.
It makes me sad.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a big show because it's Wednesday. Nobody is better on Wednesdays than us.
No.
I defy you to find a better Wednesday show than
that. And don't look around, please. Just stay here and trust us.
Trust us, yeah. We know.
It predates the internet. Don't ask.
Coming up tonight in the club, we have another one down. Late night television host.
Yeah.
Turfed.
This isn't weird and spooky and authoritarian at all. No big deal here.
Also, move over Sinaloa cartel.
Oh, we got a new cartel.
Did you know that there's a drug trafficker power rankings kind of like the AP top 25?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is it all Mexican cartels, or is this like a worldwide thing? Do like the Russians get involved?
Mexico.
Oh.
And is it ranked by like the authorities, like an FBI type thing or a CIA?
Well, it's ranked by who's the biggest.
Yeah.
The biggest known distributor.
Okay. Yeah.
So the Sinaloans,
yeah.
You know, they were boss.
Got a big deal.
They're not anymore. They were running the fentanyl.
And so now they've been usurped.
They have in the rankings.
So I want to. I'm
going to tell you who's
this.
First and what they're dealing.
Yeah, I would also like a worldwide because, like, I don't know who to be more terrified of because I'm equally afraid of, like, because you got like the biker gangs and then you got like, the Mexican cartels, you got the Russian mob, then you got the Yakuza over in Japan.
You got a lot.
Yeah, like it's like you know like, where do I?
Where do you, yeah?
Where do I go?
Well, I think you just need to gun up.
I don't think I do.
Oh.
No. I go with my Brock Lesnar defense. I just try to steer clear of the cartels in general.
Yeah, drugs, balls,
organized crime I find quite terrifying.
Have you ever filled out one of those surveys of like what is the best country for you to move to? Have you ever done that?
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
My wife's obsessed with this kind of stuff.
Just
she
in case.
Sent me one the
I
other
love
day.
Those.
Well, they're kind of fun because
yeah.
It's like you know, because it tests your sensibilities. Like,
sure.
do you want high-end stuff?
Yeah.
How big is healthcare? How, sure. You know, like, what matters to you?
How remote do you want to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll pair you with a country.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of world out there, Jay.
Yes,
so
there
it's hard to find. Like, I think for expats, like,
yeah
I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Everybody just says Portugal and Spain. Well, really? What about, you know, Switzerland?
Well, I will say that I'm going to Portugal next month. I like to travel, and one of the things when I travel is I do always have the thought, and I like to look around at like real estate, and I talk to people because there is always that whenever I go somewhere, could I live here? So I do have in my own mind my little power rankings, but I've never actually taken a test. But I do think about that anytime I travel.
Well, there are a lot of considerations.
Yes,
and my wife forwarded me this test. I had to take it because you know, she's the boss.
Yeah, well, and you loved it too.
Oh, I did. Yeah, it's interesting, and it spit out Luxembourg.
Really?
For me.
Interesting.
And I don't really know
why. Could you feel it? Can you see yourself in Luxembourg?
Never been, but...
It's like near the Netherlands, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of Dutch country area.
Yeah.
Switzerland.
I'm not really in love with the weather there, I don't think, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. My wife got Spain.
Well, that's
so.
Like,
I said, let's go there.
Who doesn't like Spain?
All right. So why does it spit out Spain? Like, what did she put in there?
Yeah. She's like, paella? I don't know. Of all the places...
We love paella.
Well, then you'll love Spain.
The perks of living in Luxembourg, high salaries, free public transportation, excellent health care, and a high quality of life in a safe, clean, and multilingual environment.
Yeah, sounds like me.
See, I don't want to do Spain because Spain depresses me. The people are too good looking.
Mm.
It's the best looking group of human
beings.
Where
are all the uglies?
I don't... Me! Like, I was walking through the airport.
I mean, where are your people?
They're... Scandinavia?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, they're pretty up there, aren't they? Aren't they all blonde-haired, blue-eyed?
Yeah, I mean, the Nords are pretty hot.
I'm just telling you.
The Nords are pretty hot.
Never felt more inadequate than walking around Spain. Every place I went, I was like, God, you people are too, they're too pretty. I was a big fan. Like, if you want something a little kind of, like, off the beaten path... Like more, you don't care about maybe the high-end stuff. Costa Rica was amazing. Costa Rica is one of my favorite places that I've ever been in my life. And I would say if I want something a little more kind of modern, Japan is an incredible place. Japan's, and, you know, the BTJ. We got family over there. I don't think we give Asia enough love when you're talking, because I got a daughter that lives in Korea. My gal is Japanese. And I'm telling you, the people over there, dialed in, man.
Japan, it runs like a well-oiled machine, too. And so it would be an easy place to live.
Yes.
I mean, granted, there's not as much English speaking there as some other places in the world, but they do pretty well. And the way that they kind of just take care of the community there is fantastic.
And if I want like a sneaky, just, you know, whatever, just pick Ireland or Scotland. If you like that part of Europe is just, and I've been to Scandinavia, I've been to Iceland, some cool places, but dude, you can do a lot worse than just plopping yourself down in the middle of Scotland and Ireland and being like, you know what? I'm going to pull a pint for a living and cruise around on my cobblestone streets.
Now, my early internet research, which will be extensive when it's all said and done, I will warn you.
Yeah, I'm going to need this test to see where it puts me.
Early on, they're saying the Britons are the ugliest of people.
Look, having, again...
Sure, that tracks.
One of the reasons why I think Scotland and Ireland so appealing, I look way better over there. If you ever want to feel better about yourself, go over there. It's not... They're not doing great.
I also have a social media question real quick.
Yeah.
And this is going to make me sound 75 years old.
Which you are.
Why is it that sometimes when someone... The only TikTok or Instagram I ever get is when someone forwards me something.
Sure.
Like my wife or a friend. Okay. Why is it that sometimes the volume never works?
You have to go into the little thing and hit the... There's a volume mute button on it.
Well, I do. Sometimes
But you're saying sometimes it's automatically on and other times it's not?
Well, no. I'm saying that sometimes I hit that button and it's still muted.
No, your fingers are too fat.
I think your phone is probably on silent, and so you have to take your phone off silent and hit the unmute button.
Oh, it's my phone.
It's your phone. Because everything you do on your phone is probably silent, so your default setting is probably no sound.
Yeah, mine is silent.
That would probably be
That's
why.
That's it?
That would be why, yes.
But sometimes it works.
I'm just guessing that would probably be my answer to that.
But then why does it work sometimes?
Couldn't tell you.
What do you know? Shove that straight up.
I do know that when there's no volume on the phone, if you've unmuted it, turn your volume up and it will work. It happens to me sometimes. My buddy sends me stuff, and if there's no volume on it, just take your phone off silent and volume up.
Second survey that I see here, most unattractive countries, Ireland wins. The Irish.
I'm telling you, I was on to something. When I was cruising around over there, all of a sudden, like, I was doing pretty well. People were like, hey. I'm like, really?
Something happens where it feels like in, especially the older folks in the UK or the UK area, Northern Europe, the men and women, they start to look alike at a certain age. Like, you get to about 60, and British men and women just look the same.
Yeah.
I just know that if I'm in Spain, I'm basically the Hunchback of Notre Dame running around. I'm just a big, awkward white guy. I go over to Ireland, hey. Doing pretty good for myself.
Are you going to join the World Association of Uglies? Because it's a thing.
It's a thing?
Yeah, it's real.
Is that a t-shirt? International Order of Uggos?
Interestingly, it's in Italy.
Hmm. Italy, huh? Italy's full of, well, not the best that I've seen. We were just in Italy. Can I also add, for me, living in Italy, I'm going overrated.
Okay.
Italy would not make my power rankings on places that I would like to live.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to get to some sports.
Do we?
No, but we should.
Okay.
Should we?
No, but we might.
Someone said, get back to the Mexican cartel power rankings. In due time, people.
Hey, idiot. I teased that for the club.
It's called a tease.
God. We have a little bit of Dan Lanning post-game audio from the other night.
Okay.
That we're going to play.
Is this the...
He had some commentary.
Yeah. And some people really liked it. Some people really hated it. I thought it was very well said.
But up next, it's our NFL Wednesday waffles. Mm. Do we have a new Chargers?
Ooh, they look pretty good.
Or, well, yeah, but you know what they're known for. The Chargers.
Yeah.
Are known for Chargers.
That's Raver in it. That's Rave the... How, what do we say? Because they're... What are the Ravens?
No, the Ravens aren't the new Chargers.
Really?
No. No, no, no. The Ravens blow leads, yeah, but the Ravens are really good. The Chargers were never that good. They just found new and creative ways to blow leads.
Yeah.
I think we've got a new Chargers. Oh. I'm going to nominate a team.
I'm excited.
And because they've done it, almost done it twice in two games. And maybe we have a new Chiefs. Yeah. Maybe we have a new Chiefs. Our NFL Wednesday waffles coming up next on The Fan. All right, now to our NFL Wednesday waffles while we watch baseball. Mm. Mets, Padres, good one. 2-2 in the fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah, Khalil Mack is going on IR for
but
the Chargers.
It is not season ending.
No.
So when you saw it, he was making a tackle. Some friendly fire came in and hit him, and his elbow was pointed the wrong way. So you're like, oh my God. But the fear was that he just shattered his arm. No, he dislocated his elbow, popped it back in, and so he'll be out a couple weeks, so goes on IR. He could be back in a month. So that's actually really good news for the Chargers, who are already down Rashawn Slater. And even without Rashawn Slater, who's their best player not named Justin Herbert, dude, through 2 weeks, you can make an argument that outside of the Green Bay Packers, who Green Bay is right now the best team in football, you can make a case that the Chargers have looked like the second best team in
yeah,
football. And Khalil Mack is, while he's not what he was, that would be a huge loss if he was gone for the year.
Well, they're great.
Yes.
They're very sound. You know what their record is against the spread under Jim Harbaugh?
I'm guessing because of that tone, it's very good.
Against the spread, 15-4.
That's really good.
Because, like, you know, just last year and then 2-0 this year.
Yep.
They were 13-4 against the spread last year.
Well, and look, we could say it like...
They're kind of a machine right now, and it's sneaky because they're not... It's not like they're not like flashy Ravens and Bills type of offense, but they just freaking... Well, they do what it takes. They smother you.
Ready to rock.
They built a little bit of a bully, and shocker, that's what Jim Harbaugh does. It was the same thing at Michigan. But unlike at Michigan, no offense to J.J. McCarthy, they're a bully with a quarterback
that is
starting to emerge now. Like, there was always that, like, how good is Justin Herbert? We know he's a top 10 guy. Is he closer to 4 or is he closer to 10? And the top 4 guys in the league are established, and there really is no argument, right? You have the top 3, and then Burrow tucks in at 4, but now Burrow being injured, and you get past those that 4 spot,
he's 5th.
You can make a strong case.
Then, well, who else would you?
Well, I mean, then you go in. Are we talking C.J. Stroud? Are you talking Jaden Daniels? Are you talking Matt Stafford still? Do you want to throw Jalen Hurts in that? Mm. Like, there's a debate, but I will listen to the idea that Justin Herbert is number 5, and if you want to take injuries into it, I would listen to the fact that he could be number 4 behind Joe Burrow. So you throw that in with kind of the bully ball that they are playing right now, and you're starting to get some development. Like, all of a sudden, Quentin Johnson, the kid at TCU who was stone hands, all of a sudden he looks pretty good. And Ladd McConkey has been great since he drafted him. And Keenan Allen is back.
Funny what good coaching can do.
Yeah. And you know, they just, the Chargers,
you can still get them plus money to win the AFC West.
I think that is a great, great value at this point.
They might be the new Chiefs.
Plus money? Yeah, because
plus money.
The Raiders, whatever. Like,
they're not going to win the AFC
West. They're not doing crap. And let's be fair to the Denver Broncos. whatever you think of Bo Nix does not look what he did last year. It's only two games in. My bigger concern is through 2 weeks, the Denver defense, which I would have said is a top three or four defense coming into this year, the defense does not look great.
Well, it did in week one.
And I don't know.
They were bad. Dude, Denver tried to lose that game, but the defense bailed them out. They didn't look good against Indy.
At all.
Although they did outgain Indy, but Indy never punted.
Yeah.
I think the Broncos are the new Chargers. That's who I was referring to.
Ah.
You know, the Chargers, they were always pretty good, but just would find a way to blow it.
Find ways.
I feel like Denver's got a little bit of that cooking, and we're not really talking about it.
They tried to pee it down their leg against the Titans, who had no business being in that game, and then they did pee it down their leg against the Colts.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the Broncos the new Chargers?
This weekend will tell us a lot about the Broncos.
I mean, they should have won that Indy game. If you watch that game,
they should have won that
game.
Dude,
they should have won that game.
Can I tell you, so in real time, I don't know if I have ever been more, and by the way, this week they do have the Chargers, so this is
yeah, and the Chargers, by the way, they're only 2.5-point favorites.
A couple really good divisional matchups
Denver.
This week, that's one of them.
I'm fired up about this. In real time, I don't know if I've ever yelled more at my TV for, like, so the Colts got it to about a 59-yard field goal, so they were on whatever, the 40-ish.
Yeah.
And there was a minute and I want to say like a minute 30, minute 40 left. And they had all of their timeouts and they decided, by the way, their kicker has kicked like 8 or 9 field goals in his NFL career. So they get to about 59 and they decided with 3 timeouts, they ran one play in that minute 40, gained basically no yards. And then just were like, no, we're fine kicking this 60-yard field goal. No worries. That is I would fire Shane Steichen on the spot for that. And yet Denver came out. The dude is a 60-yard field goal. And Denver decided to commit 2 infractions against the center. You didn't even have to rush the kicker. You just line up and be like, dude, you want to kick a 60-yard field goal? Yeah, be my guest.
Very chargery, isn't it?
What? Is that?
What is that? You tell me.
What are the freaking Panthers doing?
Yeah, this is my point.
It was
Sean Payton's got a little bit of that.
Dude, it was mind-numbingly stupid on the part of Shane Steichen, and then the Denver Broncos said, hold my beer.
You know who else has a little bit of that? Bo freaking Nix.
Yes.
God. What was that pick he threw?
I don't know.
Dude, okay, so yes, I am a scorned gambler here because I bet on Denver.
I could hear it.
A lot of people did.
Dude, come on. Yeah. And then the idiot misses the stupid kicker misses a kick that would have put him up 5, and then the Colts would have had to score a touchdown instead of a field goal. Yeah. They absolutely botched the entire football game.
100%.
I think they're the new Chargers, and the Chargers are the new Chiefs.
I like where we're going with this. My mind blown.
Here, how about the Chargers? Like, think about what Saquon Barkley did for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And think about what Derrick Henry did for the Titans.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Marion Hampton.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about him. It's early. He's a rookie. Early. He looks good at times. Other times, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if he's the guy.
Yeah.
But boy, can you imagine that offense
with a
Christian McCaffrey type player?
Yes.
In the backfield.
Because
look at what that did for the Eagles and Ravens. Like, the Chargers seem like they're kind of poised for that sort of splash.
And Hampton, so far, like, there just hasn't been like a ton of production. And I know he's splitting time between him and Najee Harris. But yes, you would think, and look, they spent the pick and making Hampton the guy, and I don't know if he is yet, but you're right, that eventually, I promise you, if Hampton isn't the guy, that Harris will be gone next year. Jim Harbaugh will keep going until he finds his bell cow.
And he will get one.
And he will find one. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I thought you were back.
We got a granny.
And Machado!
I'm not talking about Maude. No. Manny Machado hit a grand slam. 6-2 Padres.
He jacked a granny today.
Wow. That hurts. I do so hate Manny Machado.
Hurts a little
bit. Yeah, he's a punk.
Yeah, that... I was just saying, man, let's get out of this inning. Get out of this and... No. But yes.
Is there a running back that might be traded that's really, like... That's really good or that's sitting out there? There probably isn't, but...
Running back, like I will say that if you're willing to pay, you can get... So you look over the last handful of years, right? McCaffrey was available. Josh Jacobs was available. Derrick Henry was available. You can find...
They're out there.
You can find them. But you know, they'll keep going down the draft road. Again, Najee Harris was available in free agency, so I don't think they'll necessarily trade for one. Also, not certain that the Chargers are going to just like.
No, they're not.
I think they understand that this is a process, yeah, and they're building something. And again, it's two games in.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, just imagine that. Like, yes, if you think about what they need.
Yes.
They need a healthy Khalil Mack.
Yes.
Their defense looks great. Derwin, yes, James is playing great.
Yep.
Their coach, I mean, they've got everything. Yep. That, just imagine that.
And next year,
adding that,
Ault will go back to his normal position, and Rashawn Slater will go back to, in theory, being an all-pro left tackle. The offensive line will continue to get better, and if it's not Hampton, like I said, they will keep bringing in backs, and the Chargers are building something really good, and it does feel like when you watch Herbert, he's running more, he's fluid. They even said on the broadcast that last year, they were just trying to get lined up and just kind of running through basic stuff. And I think you're seeing him kind of get the full operation of this offense, and it could be scary good. And he rips as good a seam ball as there is in the NFL. He has such arm talent. I'm excited.
Well, he can run.
Yes.
Big, durable.
I'm excited for what the future holds for the Chargers. Because that division's going to be fun.
Yeah.
The Raiders or whatever, but I do believe in what Denver's doing. Like you said, we'll see where the ceiling is for Bo Nix. So many of these quarterbacks end up with sophomore slumps. And so we'll see. You know,
I think the big thing for Nix this year is he's got to beat good defenses, yes, good teams.
Yes.
I mean, so far playing Tennessee and Indy,
yeah,
and being 1-1, that's not good enough. His play is not good enough.
No,
yet,
it is not.
If you've watched him,
no,
but he'll be fine.
Yep.
He's good. It's just, I think it's more going to be about what he does against the better teams, the Chiefs, the Chargers.
But I'm just excited that division is.
So we'll see this week.
You got three nasty teams, yeah, in that, and don't write off Kansas City.
Oh no!
People are trying to dig their grave, dude. Dig the grave at your own peril, because every time you think that Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes are done and they've shown some sort of weakness, dude, they'll kick you right in the nuts. And by the way, their two best offensive players, not named Patrick Mahomes, or at least skill position wise, they're going to come back at some point. So get them now. They may not win this division.
Well, but it's a long season.
I don't want to see them in the playoffs.
Dan Lanning is, I don't even know. I don't know the reaction to this, but and I don't really care. But he has made headlines for his post-game statements.
Yes.
After Northwestern on violence in America. And we're going to play those for you if you haven't heard them. 2 minutes in length next. Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In honor of Rivalry Week, brought to you by Wodo Wuda, Dan Lanning will be on our show tomorrow at 4, and Joey Harrington will be on our show Friday at 5:30.
Look at that.
How about some coverage?
Rivalry Week off to a wowsing start.
Brought to you by Wodo Wuda. Now, Lanning made some comments after the Northwestern game.
Yes.
That have gone viral. We haven't played him here yet, but we're about to.
Well, it turns out, and I guess I didn't know this until after the unfortunate tragedy. I guess Charlie Kirk was a big Oregon Duck fan. I don't know why.
He was at the game you guys were all at, the Ohio State game.
Yeah, yeah. I only became aware of it after people noted that he was in attendance at that Oregon-Ohio State game last year.
Yeah. So there were some text messages, I think, exchanged between Charlie Kirk and Dan Lanning. Before his death. And so Lanning felt compelled to speak about it after the game. And here's what that sounded like.
I want to take a quick second to say something that's important to our players. And I wouldn't normally hop into this, but I want everybody to understand that this is not political in any way. But as a dad of three kids, a 13-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, you know, I see at times what's going on in this country, and I think, you know, I have a platform that is worth saying something about. And what I'll say right now is, where is the respect for human life? You know, and I think there's a lot more to this. I mean, people can say, let's make it about guns and let's make it about mental health. You know, why can't we use a common sense approach and make it about everything? And this isn't me taking a stance, but our players told, you know, me this spring that gun violence was really important to them. And I just want to ask everybody, what are we doing about it? Right? We can continue to sit around and expect different results. And don't think I'm sitting here talking about gun control. Don't think I'm not talking about mental health. I'm talking about all of it. And how about we got a lot of smart people in this country. How about we do something to fix it? Right? And I know that means a lot to our players. It certainly means something to me when I send my three kids to school and expect to see them come home. And I think enough's enough. And at some point, we got to look at ourselves, take a hard look in the mirror, and figure out where can we support the people that are having problems with mental health in this country. Where can we support making sure that people that shouldn't have weapons don't have weapons, and support, you know, really our law enforcement to where they can, you know, help handle situations when situations arise. So, again, I'm not trying to be political, but I do care about human life. And I do care about human decency, and I'm hoping that at some point we can take a stand and do something about it.
Yeah, so I don't know who thinks that's controversial. If you do,
There's a little further where he talks a little bit about.
There's
a longer clip where he mentions Charlie Kirk and
right.
He liked Charlie. He agreed with some of his stuff, didn't agree with others, and he says it doesn't really matter. And he talks about being a father and, you know, and now an orphan child. So I think maybe that was. Maybe the one, you know, where it's such a
weird... Do you have that, Buck?
I don't have that part of that, so, no, but I can get it.
It's just we're at this weird point where, you know, if you mention that name, you're either one side or the other simply by mentioning the name, or if you have compassion, or if you don't, or you say that you liked him or you didn't like him, automatically you're put into a camp, and it's such a divisive thing, and it's a really scary time. I talked about this when...
Well, hold on. That was... I do think that we played the wrong clip for you.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the Northwestern game.
Okay.
I think that was his previous... He's gun made bonds. Comments before yes. about gun violence, and I think that's what that was. I think we made a mistake there. So
okay.
I apologize. I think, Buck, can you get...
Yes.
His comments from Northwestern.
Because the one he talks about, he talks
it's
about...
It's more about Charlie.
It's
Kirk,
more about Charlie, and he talks about the locker room.
And just love.
Yeah, and he says that we have a lot of different guys in our locker room that have different points of view, but we still love each other. We still respect each other. So, I was... I had not heard that one, so I was a little kind of like, well, there's...
Yeah, that one was the more generic
okay.
one. Well, generic. That was after, I think, a school shooting.
Well, and that's the sad...
Again, last year.
Well, this is the sad part, is that we now have... Dan Lanning's been here for a couple years, and we now have two speeches about gun violence because... I mean, my God, there's a new one every other day. In fact, I think it was the day of the Charlie Kirk assassination. There was another school shooting, I believe, in Colorado. So, you know, unfortunately, these things can apply to so many different.
Well, maybe let's take a break.
Things.
And let Buckley work his magic in there.
To find the actual.
Because he is a magician.
Yeah.
But, you know, in radio, sometimes it takes some time to get some audio.
Understand.
For radio.
Well,
want to play.
They might be dumped into the system as Dan Lanning on gun violence. And again, we now have two Dan Lannings on gun violence. And I think that alone speaks volumes about where we're at.
So we'll get to that. I promise. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now we have the Dan Lanny Northwestern post-game.
This is gun violence part two for Dan Lanny from after the game.
Yeah, yeah. So, 1 second. Buck's finishing that up.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on 1 second.
We'll have that for you. But, yeah, we're going to have Lanning on tomorrow, and I don't imagine we will talk about any of this.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's been covered.
Yes. Well, and it's, again, it's. I briefly touched upon this. You had to leave a segment early on Friday, and I kind of did my sign-off on this. And, you know, it's... This is why, like, when this one, I kind of took a break for a while. I just, it's such a heated thing right now, and it just feels like it's a powder keg, and everyone's trying to stack more wood on the fire. Instead of toning this down and trying to find some sort of middle ground, all we're doing is digging in deeper and just shouting over each other, and it's become such an ugly, ugly discourse that we have right now, and it's kind of scary. And I think this is kind of one of the things that Dan Lanning was talking about. You'll hear it here where he said, you know, you can look at our locker room as a great example of people that have a lot of different ideas, come from a lot of different backgrounds and have a lot of love. I was sitting at lunch yesterday with a group of friends of mine that are way more conservative than I am. And one of them is a huge Charlie Kirk fan. And you know, we were able to have a wonderful discussion, and some things I agreed with and some things he agreed with and disagreed based on each other's view. But we had about an hour long conversation at the end of it. I gave him a hug and I said, man, I respect and I love you. And he said, me too. We both embraced each other. And it's so refreshing that you can have those discourses. You don't have to agree with every single thing that someone says, but we're living in a time where it's just so dangerous. And I really enjoyed what Dan Lanning had to say. I thought this was a very important thing for someone like him to come out and say publicly.
Can you believe it? We have it.
We have it now.
The U.S. could learn a lot from our locker room. I think the people in this world could learn a lot from that locker room. You got guys of different races, guys of different backgrounds, different religions, and you got a team that loves each other. Like, tons of differences, where they come from, what they deal with, and ultimately you got a team that loves each other. And I think we're missing some of that in our country. You know, you talk about, you recently found out, like, Charlie Kirk was a Oregon fan, right? I didn't know that. I hurt for his wife, Erica, and their kids. Like, that sort of evil should never exist in our country. And that's what it is. It's evil. Like, but I remember having to explain that to my family, right? I remember sitting down with my kids and explaining what happened. And they're talking about people talking about it at school, and it's just sad, right? But it's just as sad. You know, every day it seems like we deal with some sort of violence that's going on in our country, whether it's, you know, school kids in Colorado or kids in Minnesota at churches. I mean, life matters, you know, and I think we've lost sight of that. But I wish the world could learn a little bit of something from our locker room, because we got a bunch of people with differences. And what you got in there is a bunch of people that love there. And there's some people that'll be disappointed about how much I said about this. Right. And there'll be some people that are disappointed that I didn't say enough. Right, and I really don't care, right? What I do care about is, if you disagree with me, if you hate me, if you don't like me, just know this, I love you. I absolutely love you, right? And life matters. And that's no way that Charlie should have experienced that, his family should experience that. There's no way that evil should exist in this world, and we have to continue to identify and point it out and make sure that it's absolutely evil. There's no reason in the world that our kids, we should be worried about sending our kids to school. It's our most valuable commodity in the world. They should be protected. And the reality is, there's just not a lot of common sense on both sides. Like, common sense says, oh, it's mental health, right? Common sense says, oh, it's guns. You know what? It's both. Like, let's have some common sense. Our kids should be the most protected thing in the world, right? They should have armed guards at every school, because there's sick people. There's sick people in this world. Right. And on top of that, sick people need help. And it should be really hard for a sick person to have a gun. It should be really hard. Right. And if people can't see that from both sides, how disappointing is that? But I just know, like, when you see moments like that that exist right now in our country, like, I just think about my kids. And I remember I saw that video. It was disgusting. And I just told him, like, man, I hope my kids don't see that video. Like, how much does that suck? I hope Charlie's kids never see that video. Like, disgusting. Right. And we glorify it, we praise it. You know, people are internet warriors, and those are sick people. And at some point, we need to go look at sports, because what our football team has is, it has people on both sides of the fence. right? And there's fans that love our team that have a lot of different opinions. And the truth is, there's a lot of things Charlie said that I did not agree with at all. There's a lot of things he said that I did agree with. But what's disappointing is I can respect those differences. And right, somebody else couldn't. And they thought that they deserved to be God in that moment. And they didn't. Right? And nobody should have to experience that. So, yeah, I got a lot of disappointment. We had a Bible study with our team. We talked about it with our team. And I think our team feels the same way. Regardless of views, I don't think they feel anybody ever deserves to experience what some people in our country are experiencing right now. And super disappointing.
So, yeah, that's what he said after Northwestern.
Thought it was a great message.
That's a real guy right
yes.
there.
Yes, it is.
Dan Lanning.
And more people. Again, locker rooms, sports oftentimes is the worst of us. It can be. But sports can also be the best of us. And I do think locker rooms are a great, they're a great microcosm of what can be. Because it is true. A lot of people inside that locker room are going to be very different, and you're going to get white, and you're going to get black, and you're going to get Hispanic, and you're going to get Islander. And, you know, you have so many different points of view, but you come together as a team. And I love that he said there's some things that I really agreed with and some things I didn't, but I can respect those differences. And that's what I just, on my Friday sign-off, that's what I said. Dude, call someone that doesn't agree with you. Call a family member. Call a friend of yours that you know doesn't agree with you. And just tell them that you love them. And that it's okay. That you don't, life's boring if we all agree on something. But it doesn't mean that we have to be terrible to one another. And it doesn't mean that because someone doesn't see the world the way you see it, that that person should be canceled, or that person should be fired, or that person should be, you know, shamed into thinking that they're a terrible person because they don't view it the same way you do. And I thought it was a really important message that Lanning had there after that.
Oh, coming up next, move over, Sinaloans.
We've got a new.
Yeah, King there's Kuba. A new sheriff.
Oh boy.
El Señor Mencho. You read about this guy yet?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you all about him.
It's probably terrifying.
So we also...
Melchel?
Melchel? I knew it! Dan Melchel.
That's quality. It's quality.
Shane Falco, so Melchel.
Señor Melchel.
Wasn't going to tell you. Oh, we have another late night talk show hitting the burial ground.
Yep.
Wild out there, Jace.
Wild in these streets, man.
It's wild out there.
Expired.
Club Hour next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.